live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Let us run to Mary and as her little children, cast ourselves in her arms with a perfect confidence. St. Francis de Sales. Join together with families across the local area for the Rosary, nightly here on Real Presence Radio. On Wednesday through Monday nights, tune in at 8 p.m. Central, and on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Gather the whole family together and pray this powerful prayer with us. Join us for the Rosary, Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the RPR Network.
This is Father Anthony Craig from the Diocese of Duluth. I really want to thank my parents today for giving me the faith of Jesus Christ and teaching me the ways of prayer, praying over us when we were sick, showing us self-sacrifice. My father actually was a deacon, a permanent deacon in the church, and he would bring us along as kids, because there were six of us kids, and he would bring us along to hospital visits or to work in the food shelf and doing all these various things for people in the community. And I learned ways of serving others through that, through watching my dad. And then my mom, she also was very self-sacrificial of herself. She wore the same pair of tennis shoes for about 10 years to show us that she didn't care about herself as much as the rest of us. And we got new shoes for every school year. We had all of what we needed and most of what we wanted. And the Lord really provided a great example in my parents to show me the way to really Christian servitude and prepared me for the priesthood.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. We've been having a wonderful morning. My name is Janine Mitzen.
And I'm Brad Gray.
And we've had a lot of great discussion, discussions with hope, discussions that call to action. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to really go back to that hope again. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited to have our next two guests. We had had Brad's daughters, your daughter,
yeah, right,
talking about the Living Life-Giving Wounds Retreat, and now we have two guests who actually experienced that retreat.
Yep.
And so this is going to be a great half hour. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. So we're going to welcome Dustin Nia and Maria Sorensen. And so I'd like to start with you, Maria, to talk about the impact of divorce on your life and whether or not, it's just how you work through that, how that experience and the hurts that you had. Just kind of give us a little bit of that first.
Yeah. So let's see. I was 15 when my parents got divorced, but like leading up to it, I kind of knew it was happening. And I think once they got divorced, I was in a sophomore in high school, so I kind of had this mentality like, I'm okay, I don't really need to talk about it. My parents were going through their own like hurt and trauma, so like I feel like for me, I was just trying to be this strong big sister. I have a little brother, and so yeah, throughout high school I just wanted to be a normal kid. I wanted to be good in school, do good in sports. But I think from that like trauma, I started hurting, and then through that I kind of felt like I needed to go and get into like the party scene and all that. And at the time I just thought it was like the thing to do, but now looking back on it, I really think it was like me trying to just like heal something on my own accord, of course not in the right way, heal the pain without talking about it. But I think something too that's like coming through is now I'm engaged, which is amazing. I get married this July, but just like working through some of the wounds, like as they come up in my relationship, it's been like a really good journey. It's just crazy how these things come up. I'm like, oh, that, yeah, I'm reacting this way probably like from some of the pain from my childhood, how I would close down in high school in the face of conflict. So like I'll close down in my relationship, but like knowing these things is really good going into marriage. So yeah, they just keep coming up.
That's one thing that you mentioned there, Maria, that I think is so important is it sounds like from what you're saying that you didn't necessarily always connect the dots between some of the trauma that you were experiencing, the difficulties that you were experiencing, and your parents' divorce. Is that true to say, or were you kind of consciously like, I'm dealing with this because of this, or what was that like for you?
Yeah, I did not connect the dots, especially in high school. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until like actually talking with priests and those I care about that I was able to see, oh, there's a connection here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is fascinating because we've had such an attack on the family, man, over the last 60 years, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the divorce rates that had happened really quite intensely in the 70s and 80s, you know, we're just finally realizing, you know, how much hurt and pain things have caused. So, Dustin, tell us about your journey.
It's pretty similar to Maria's, actually. First of all, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, my parents divorced when I was 8. So initially, I don't think I know I didn't realize what that would do psychologically to me.
How could you as an 8-year-old, right?
Exactly. So the things that changed in the immediate were the physical things, right? Like mom and dad live in separate houses. And I mean, that was about it to start.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I was a teenager till I probably started to realize some of my issues and frustrations had to do with that, more specifically. Yeah, again, similar to the to Maria's story, I did some things in high school I wish I wouldn't have, mm-hmm. the partying and things like that. There came a point, I think my late teens, maybe early 20s, when I just remember being really frustrated with my family situation and just really hurting and upset about the whole thing. And this sounds negative, but it was actually kind of a freeing thing for me, as I had this realization of like, the situation I'm in is not normal and it's not natural.
Mm.
So nothing will be normal when it comes to that family dynamic. And that sounds sad, mm-hmm. and it is sad, but it was kind of freeing for me to just accept that. And it's easier to navigate when you know that this isn't natural and things aren't going to be like a normal family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you talk about that natural law, that importance of that commitment that we believe in the sacrament of marriage, you know, did you grow up Catholic, Dustin?
Yes, I grew up in the church. I didn't really care all that much. I've always believed in God. I went to Mass on Sundays because I was forced to,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm thankful for now. Thanks, Mom. I think she's listening. But at the time, I just did it because I had to. It wasn't until I was probably 17, 18, somewhere in there, when the Lord really kind of shook me awake and I decided to try follow him without being told.
Mm.
And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. Maria, so one of the things that you mentioned kind of caught my attention, especially with regard to some of the things that we discussed at Life-Giving Wounds. And you talked about how, you know, at the time that you're going through this, your parents, the breakdown of their marriage, there's like, your parents are dealing with all this stuff, right? There's all this hurt and misery that they're experiencing. And you've got all that too. But it's like, I don't want to throw that on my parents, right? I don't want to, they speak in Life-Giving Wounds about this wound of silence. And kind of that's what I was hearing as you were sharing, like this idea, like either, you know, there can be the myth, that the happy myth, that kids are resilient. They're going to be great. They'll be fine. They'll get over it. Heck, you know, think of how many birthdays you get now and how many different Christmas celebrations or gifts you get and all that stuff. Like, this is going to be really good. And it doesn't give you a place to actually be honest with this, right? Is that kind of what your experience was?
Yeah. Yeah. I do agree with that. I think it's just like you're trying to be happy, because at least for me, I was trying to just be like happy and optimistic and go lucky, because my parents were going through something very difficult, and so like I didn't want to really bring down the mood, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I totally read with the wound of silence.
Yeah. Dustin, you were shaking your head as she was talking there.
Yeah, just especially when you brought up the you know, that you have two birthdays, two Christmases, all of that stuff. Dan, the leader of Life Giving Wounds, he talked about adult children of divorce as being ontologically homeless. Mm. And one of the speakers said something that stuck out to me. He's like, I have two houses, but no home.
Mm.
And that really resonated. And just, I just kind of want to say, for if there are parents out there who are divorced, just to put that myth to rest, your children don't want two Christmases, two birthdays. It's just a false, it's just not a good excuse, mm-hmm. I guess. Maybe an excuse is the wrong word, but mm-hmm. just, yeah, the whole children are resilient, they'll bounce back. Yeah, firsthand. Mm-hmm. They don't want two Christmases, they don't care.
You know, in you saying that, Dustin, my son-in-law's an adult child of divorce, and my daughter, of course, our family's pretty close, mm-hmm. and we celebrate everything, and sometimes birthdays go on for a week, you know, in our house.
Sure.
And so that's just been kind of how she was raised. But when it comes to Christmas time, she's really trying to navigate this, because there are hurts and pains that, you know, he feels. And so we did actually have his mom and her husband come, her new, I don't even know if it's husband, it could be a boyfriend, but come to Christmas with us. And I think that was really helpful, because he could have Christmas with his mom and with us, and it wasn't, you know, the two. Of course, his dad wasn't invited. My daughter wanted to invite his dad too, and he was like, no, you don't understand, you can't do that. So it helps this Living Wounds retreat, and it helps for adult children of divorce to have these conversations, because some of us out there, we don't want to do anything wrong, we don't want to hurt more, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when you said that about, we don't want two Christmases, we don't want two birthdays, yeah. You're not just talking about your own families, but as you get into a married family, you know, how do those families navigate it as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I should say too, for those listening, I understand also that the parents that are going through this is incredibly hard for them too. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to downplay that either.
Right, right.
And I have in my family, as we've gotten older, actually, as all of us kids are adults, there have been quite a few times when we've actually kind of shared holidays like that with everybody together, mm-hmm. which has been good, I think. There's granted going to be probably some awkwardness, but I think that was a really good thing for me to see too, mm-hmm. as an adult later on.
Yeah, I think, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here so that we can have kind of a more wholesome conversation, or fulsome, I should say. Not, well, wholesome, yes, but fulsome. We can really kind of dive into this more on the other side of the break. So stay with us for more Real Presence Live right after this.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Are you thinking about making a gift to Real Presence Radio now or in the future? The easiest and best way to help further our work is with a gift of cash or a gift of stock. These two types of gifts have an immediate impact on our mission. We can begin using the resources you provide to further our mission of evangelization right away. Experience the joy of giving. Call Mike at 701-290-4503 or visit our website at rprlegacy.org. Thanks for your prayerful consideration.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In the Gospel of John, Jesus accompanies his mother to a wedding at Cana in Galilee. At that time and place, a wedding celebration lasted several days. But early in the celebration, disaster strikes. They run out of wine. Mary, ever sensitive to others' needs, sees the problem and asks her son to do something. Confident that he will do what is needed, she tells the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," and is proved right. Jesus performs his first public miracle and turns water into wine, not just any wine, but an excellent vintage, bringing honor to his hosts and saving the day. Even now, Mary is telling us to do whatever Jesus tells you. Even now, she points and directs us to her son. Even now, we have a mother in heaven who watches over us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
And thank you for staying with us here on Real Presence Live. We are having a really important conversation, I think, about this issue of the pains of divorce. And I think many of us are familiar with what that is like for the couple, the two that have broken up. Or we've been around that much more intimately. It's more frontal, right? It's more visible. But that it has repercussions that just resonate into various people's lives, especially the children's lives. We're talking with Dustin Nia and Maria Sorensen about this issue that they've dealt with in their lives, or that they is a part of their past, but also this new experience that they had of this life-giving wounds retreat. And you know, one of the things that I wanted to come back to, Dustin, that you had mentioned was like, you know, kids don't want two homes, right? And the reality is, sometimes it is necessary, like when there are abuse situations and those sorts of things. Right. Like, sometimes that has to happen. Yeah. But when that's the case, we can't pretend like the kids are going to be fine. There has to be an honest attention to that. And I will say that, I've been vulnerable about that on the radio before that. I myself have gone through divorce. My two oldest daughters are adult children of divorce. One of my daughters was on this retreat with me. And one of the things that was really powerful and impacting for me as one who's gone through divorce was seeing the depth of hurt for people throughout this retreat. You know, some people, their parents had gotten divorced more than 50 years earlier. And there was kind of this realization, like, this has really impacted me. And then I know one of the things you and I had a conversation, Dustin, during the retreat, where I acknowledged, like, I don't know what this is like. I don't wake up every morning as an adult with my parents separated and that sort of thing. And you had said that was like really meaningful to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Just hearing you say that to me, it was very healing for me. And I know somebody else sitting near us mentioned that too. I think it is so, because I just think back to a few examples from my own life in my teenage years of being really frustrated in situations with my own parents. And, you know, I probably didn't do the best job at the time, but trying to get them to understand, like, you have to, you know, you don't know, you really don't know what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's incredibly difficult for them because, yeah, they have no idea. So they don't know how to approach me,
yeah.
You know, or my brothers.
So Maria, I want to talk a little bit about life-giving wounds. How did the retreat, how did you find out about this? First of all, let's start with that.
Yeah. My spiritual director actually like recommended it. And then another friend brought it up, but then also the Newman, I go to the Newman Center at NDSU, and they were advertising it, on their bulletin boards. So I just kept seeing it. I was like, all right, I should go on this.
So what were some of the most important or impactful experiences of going through the Life-Giving Wounds retreat for you?
Yeah, I think for me it was definitely just the community aspect of knowing that I'm not the only one. I mean, the evil one tries to whisper lies saying you're alone in this, you're isolated, and he wants to isolate us. So put a group of people going like with a similar wound together. I just thought it was very fruitful. And then also just knowing too that there are good and holy Catholic marriages within some of these people that were on this retreat really helped me, because I think just like both my fiance and I come from divorced or like separated families, so it just helped us know that we're going to be okay going into this.
I think that's such an important thing, because I think young people in general are kind of terrified of marriage these days. I mean, you know, as the director of Marriage and Family Life, in the last 20 years, we have our marriage, sacramental marriages have dropped 60%. We have 40% of the marriages that we used to have in the church of 20 years ago. And I think that part of that is just seeing all the wreckage of divorce and broken lives. Mm-hmm. And I think when that's a part of your own story, all the more so, right? So for you as a young woman entering into marriage to have, and that's one of the wounds of divorce, adult children of divorce that they talk about on the retreat, is like this sort of shattered image of marriage, right? So that had to be powerful for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Lord like has been healing me so much over these past like a couple years in college, but just like I was so afraid of marriage. I didn't really know what it should look like, and I just thought like I'm just not called to be a wife. But in reality, I was just like afraid of marriage, of that sacrament.
Dustin, what was it like for you on the weekend? What were some of the most important things for you?
I can echo what Maria said, just seeing this group of people. I mean, we had some people who drove from like the Duluth area to come to this retreat. And I thought that was really great. A couple of things. One, just hearing other people's stories is really powerful. And again, it's that it takes you out of that feeling isolated. One thing that really stuck out to me that I wasn't, I guess, expecting was there's a piece of artwork that they, Life-Giving Wounds, had commissioned to be painted for their ministry. And it's kind of a take on Picasso's The Tragedy. I'm no art aficionado. I just happen to see it and know the name of that one. But it's a picture of, it's a couple, and they have their backs towards each other and their heads hung down low. And their son, presumably, is standing. He's stepping onto the water. They're standing next to like an ocean. Mm. And Jesus is there. And Jesus is lifting the head of this little boy and looking at him. You can see just a glimmer of hope and joy in this boy's demeanor. And that for me, I was about 8 years old at the time, so like I can relate to this little boy in the picture. But it really spoke to my heart. Even I didn't have anything in the picture explained to me. I just looked at it and just started tearing up because it just made sense to me. And it just made me really reflect on all the moments that, you know, Jesus, the Blessed Mother, they've been there the whole time. Like they watched all of these events unfold in my life. And it's been really healing, or maybe healing isn't the right word just yet, but it's been really good to reflect on that, to bring up some of those memories and to picture them there with me. And even just this past week, I was praying with some of the material from the retreat weekend, and I just had this big realization of some really key struggles I've had in my life for a long time and how these tie back. And it was just such a tear-filled but very hopeful experience, because it's like, this makes so much sense now. Like I just started connecting all these dots of like, well, this is why I act this way, and this is why I've always been upset by, you know, X, Y, and Z. And just I think that's very freeing, and I know there's a lot more to come from that.
Awesome. Well, we're coming toward the end here, Maria, and I know you've got class at 11, so I just want to invite you. Yeah. Are there any final thoughts that that you wanted to share?
If anyone is, like, I don't know, just coming to terms with some of the wounds from their own parents' divorce, or maybe, like, they themselves have gone through divorce, I just want you to know that, like, Christ is so redemptive and so healing, and, like, these wounds, like, aren't our identity, and just know, like, God can use anything that we've gone through and make it so beautiful, and we can be there for others, but we can also, like, learn from our own wounds and make something beautiful out of our own life. So just want to encourage those listening.
Wow.
So beautifully said, Maria. Thank you so much for being on with us this morning.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to toss it over to Aaron on the other side of the glass to preview the upcoming show, and then we'll come back to Dustin just the last minute or two there.
All right. Well, on the next Real Presence Live, we're going to be having a special episode tomorrow from 9 to 11, this Friday. We'll be hosting out of Breezy Point, Minnesota. Your host will be Lynn Devitt. She's going to be at the Knights of Columbus, Minnesota State Convention. So we're going to be talking with various knights from around the state, talking about the big things happening at the convention and the plans for the future of the organization within the state of Minnesota. So stay tuned for that. Again, that is from 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. So,
fantastic. So, Dustin, we're coming to the end. We have the last couple minutes here. How about you? Any final thoughts or things you'd like to share?
Yes. If you are an adult child of divorce and you have an opportunity to experience this retreat, I would highly recommend doing so. Mm. It's not, you know, like they tell you at the beginning of the retreat, it's not like you're going to go to this thing and all your problems are going to be solved, but it has been immensely helpful in just helping navigate better these wounds and just help you to connect dots, like Brad mentioned earlier. So I would highly recommend going. The other thing is, praise be Jesus Christ. I guess the one thing I would like to say, you know, our earthly parents, they're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are perfect. So just been reflecting on the parenthood of God the Father and our Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
They are our perfect parents. And they're always with us.
Yes.
So, and parents, that goes for you too. You can learn from them. I think that's all I have.
So beautiful.
Praise be Jesus Christ.
There is one story I just got to share as quickly as I can. One of the speakers on the weekend had talked about how when a female sheep has two lambs, a lot of times she will reject one, and the other one will nurse, and she'll actually, like, kick this one away. But they said that the thing is that the shepherd will take that other rejected lamb and they will bottle feed it, and they can actually form a deeper bond. That lamb will show them a deeper bond with the shepherd and have a greater joy even than the one that was connected to their mother. And they use that as an image of Jesus entering into that brokenness of rejection and hurt. So we just want to invite everyone, allow Jesus into that. Allow Jesus into whatever hurt or rejection you might have. And it's just been a privilege to be on with you this morning. Thank you, Dustin, for being on. I think Maria's right off to class.
Yes.
So let's just give all glory to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
God bless you all.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.